Hi, this is Teresa, and we're in the studio here at K-Bright Radio with one of my dearest friends, Pastor Paul Park from Free Life Community Church right here in Fountain Valley. Thank you so much for joining me in the studio today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
What are we talking about today?
I think we're talking about rest.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, the word of the month is rest.
Rest.
And how do you enjoy your Sabbath and all that good stuff? What does rest look like biblically? And what keeps people from entering God's rest?
Yeah.
Okay. But before we get started, will you lead us in prayer?
Sure. I'd love to. Yeah. So let's pray. So Father, we just thank you for who you are, and the reason why we're here is because you give us rest. There's so much noise and so many things going on in the world that without your rest and peace, I think we'll just be lost. So Father, we thank you. We thank you for the cross that paid it all. We thank you for this time. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen and amen. All right, Pastor Paul, I want to know how you enjoy your Sabbath personally, and what does that look like?
Yeah, you know, Sabbath is such a big word, I think, in the Christian world, especially as pastors. There's so many ways to interpret Sabbath. I know that people take sabbaticals, where they take some time off out of ministry to kind of reorient them back to God or reorient them back to the purpose on why they serve. And I think for me, Sabbath comes in many different ways. But number one is the prayer that I pray every single morning is, Father God, draw me close to your heart. And that's what Sabbath means to me, is just being near the Lord. And I think for me, Sabbath is not a holiday. It's not a day. It's not a month. It's every single moment of my life. And biblically, we see Sabbath in so many different ways. And Jesus, regularly took Sabbath on going away from people and drawing near the Lord. And so I think in my context as a pastor, we do ministry on Sundays. We're there all day long serving people and making sure everybody's right and preparing for the sermons. And then on my time off, what I love to do is just get back in the Word, because that's what refuels me. That's actually what gives me rest. That might not be the most popular answer, but when I draw near the Lord and when I draw near God, it just refuels me, just gives me energy. And so that can look like in the car in the morning when I'm about to start my day. It can look like during the day when I have a few moments, I just pray to God silently under my breath. God, where are we at? How are we doing? And then at night, when all is done and I put my kids to sleep and make sure my wife is good, I check a little devotion time again, maybe read another verse, read another passage, and make sure just my heart is constantly drawing near to God. That's how I rest. Physically, obviously, we get tired and, we need rest from that. So taking a break from here and taking naps in here. But I think spiritually, rest is more of looking like, what does it mean to draw near to the Lord in every moment that we have? So that's how I rest.
So do you take a traditional Sabbath?
You mean like away from the church?
Mm-hmm.
I do not. And my pastor buddies that might be listening to this, they might be like, how dare you? No. So I don't. But I do respect a time away from the actual work of ministry. So I do take like maybe a weekend with my family. And we do like family retreats in my family. And so me and my kids, my son and my daughter and my wife, I love sports. And so I take like a yearly rugby trip over the weekend. And so in that trip, me and my wife kind of reconnect again and kind of see like, where are we at? Where are you with God? Where I am with God? How do you think that we're teaching our kids with God? And that's our Sabbath.
So
we rest in the Lord and continue to kind of figure out and hear from God where we're supposed to be and how we're supposed to be on mission in the life that we have here right now.
That's an annual thing that you do.
Yes.
But I also know you personally. So I will say that you find joy in that resting period of what doesn't look normal to others, right? So, for example, like you just said, you like sports. So you were, I believe, doing not a tournament,
but yeah.
Was it a tournament?
Yeah. Or? So yeah, resting for me could look like on a Saturday in morning when I'm playing.
Yeah.
If it's rugby season, I play, and those 2 hours. I remember we were playing in San Pedro here in California, and San Pedro is right by the ocean. And so I was on the field by myself for about like 10 minutes just stretching. And then I felt the wind, right? And then you have those moments where I just got up and I just put my arms out and I just prayed. It was silly, but I don't know what people saw. I was in the middle of the field and just going like this. If you see me, I'm going like this. And I just felt God say, Paul, I'm going to protect you today.
Aww.
And did he? I think he did. Yeah. I'm all sore, but I think he protected me in the long run. And then I also, I teach as well. And so in those moments where I teach, it's Sabbath for me because, man, looking at those students' eyes, there's sometimes when I teach and I say a few words or say a phrase where you can see a light spark in their eyes. And I'm like, wow, God, you're here. You know, and I get refueled by that. And that's my rest. And also when I coach, you know, and it's so I think it's those moments where I'm able to really utilize my time with God, whether that's playing sports or teaching or just getting the word, where I'm not really engaging with people or the community or society in a larger way where I find my rest.
Yeah. So unconventional, but still therapeutic, and it feels very restful.
And I think it's biblical. You know, Jesus drew away from the crowd to be with the Father.
Yeah.
So he's still communicating with God, just in a different way, him and God by himself.
Yeah.
And I do understand the traditional way of sabbatical because obviously, like, especially if you're in a larger ministry, even though when you're like, I'm off my phone, people know where you are.
Yeah.
So maybe they have to physically get away, which I understand. I get that.
Ooh, that's definitely something probably I struggle with because turning it on and turning it off is very hard, especially when you're living and breathing that life, you know, with God. It's like, what's ministry and then what's your personal life?
Sure.
And then what is restful?
I think you're right. Like, when is ministry and when is life? And I think that's where people can be a little confused about, like, you know, I think when we were created, we weren't created to do the work of the world. Right. We were created to do what? To be blessed and to rest in God and to have relationship with him and just to hang out with him. Yeah. And it's because of the fall where, you know, we've created these systems and created the world in this way and achievements and these steps and these accolades where we have to earn our way even to rest. Right. Like when you're in a day job or in a corporate world, what are you doing? You're working for to get that rest off. So I got to work this week so that I can rest. I mean, I think that type of idea also flows into the church and even in our spiritual life, where like, if I do these things, if I pray well, if I worship well, if I go to church every week, maybe I can take a day off or two. You know what I mean? And it's this type of identity that I think if we don't know who we are in Christ, that we're supposed to live this life given by God, just to be with him. That's what we're created to do, ultimately, to be in a relationship with God. And it's not work in the sense that we have now, but it's more of just responding to who God is in his holiness. And so I would even recommend and encourage our listeners even, you know, what do you think about your own life? And what do you think about ministry? Is that work for you?
Yeah.
Is being a parent work for you? You know, is being a brother or a father work for you? Or are you just naturally in that calling and you're just responding to who God created you to be?
Yeah, that's good. So I feel a little torn because I feel both.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I feel like I'm called to do X, Y, and Z, but I'm also enjoying and loving it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because there's, you know, pros and cons to everything, but I don't know. That's a really good thought.
No, I get you. And and obviously, you know me and you know, I'm on the go 24/7. I'm a go type of guy as well. But I think where I feel a little bit more comfortable as I move the speed that I move is everything that I'm doing is for the glory of God.
Amen.
And I'm living in a calling rather than I have to do this.
Yeah.
And I think that's the mind switch, right? That's the heart posture of like when I wake up, I'm not thinking about how can I excel in a way that I feel good. No, it's like, what is God calling me today? And if he's calling me to run 50 miles an hour, whether it's meetings or schools or family, I'm going to do that because he's going to give me the strength anyway. But if it's my own achievements, that's where I think our heart can be a little bit confused.
Is that something that you organize every morning, every week?
I do have a skeleton plan. I'm not the best planner, but I do have a skeleton of what my day looks like. But then obviously in moments of, as a pastor, you never know when you're going to get that call either.
Oh my goodness.
So you just got to move with it. And that's where the Holy Spirit kicks in and helps us.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't tell you how many times I've been hanging out with, you know, one of my pastor friends. I mean, you included in that, right? And all of a sudden someone will call and you're picking up that phone and you don't know how long it's going to be.
Yeah, it's crazy. As we were talking, I get a text of like, who's leading worship this Sunday?
Yeah.
It's what?
Yeah, it's just, but it's not just those kind of calls. It's like,
sure,
I need you.
Yeah.
I need help.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or like a ministry call where it's like, you have to kind of drop everything.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So yep. I know the calling is heavy and it's real and does take a lot of work and intentional. It's very purpose driven, obviously, right? But I love the pastor friends in my circle because they have learned how to not just manage those high calls, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they've learned to really master how to rest in God's love,
mm-hmm.
also enjoy it, and then be there for everyone else at the same time, which that balance for normal humans like myself is a little hard.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
But I'm learning in this new season of my life that rest is more than important.
Yeah.
It is something that I'm taking very seriously. Mm-hmm. I think it's a lot of people take rest for granted. Like they don't really understand what it means.
Right.
And I love that you explained rest isn't just like taking a nap.
Yeah.
Rest is like being in his presence and just like enjoying that time with God, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I think for me, I learned somewhere along the way between my friends and church and work and all that, being overworked and that's my own doing because I'm an overachiever and workaholic, if you will. But I'm rebuking that out of my life and removing that title and saying that I deserve rest, that it's not something I earned, but I deserve it because I am his child and he wants that for me.
That's right.
And so it's not something that I had to achieve, like you said. It's not something that I have to work to do and then get. It's something I just get to do.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh,
yeah.
Okay, I'm just going to do that.
Yeah.
But it's been rough. I'm not going to lie because it's not natural to me.
Right.
But I'm working on it and it feels really good because that means I get to spend more time on my health and like doing things that are good for you, meal prepping and weird things like that.
That's
I just thought, no, I don't have time to do that.
Right.
I do because I'm being in that headspace of God wants this for me.
That's right.
And he's asking it of me now.
That's right.
And I want to be obedient to that.
That's good.
As awkward and uncomfortable and not natural as it feels.
Yeah.
So it's been fun.
Yeah.
But difficult.
I think one of my favorite moments, you know, on a Sunday driving home by myself and just talking to God and just thanking him. And the crazy part is I'm talking to God, talking about God, singing about God that whole day, right? But then when I do it, apart from all that, which is great, and just in the car saying, God, thank you. Thank you for bringing this person to this church. Thank you for allowing me to have this conversation with this one soul where they're having some troubles. You know, thank you for now I get to go home and just kick it with my family. Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And that's rest to me. And then the overflow of it is just God's blessing, right?
Amen.
God's blessing. And so, rest
so
is awesome.
Good. I love the recap. I love recaps.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We only have 10 seconds left. I'm just going to say thank you so much. What an honor and a privilege to have you in the studio to talk about rest.
Very honored.
For someone who I see doesn't really rest a lot in the normal way. Thank you again.
No, thank you. Thank you for this wonderful time.
This has been In the Studio, a public affairs presentation of the Crawford Media Group. Please email us your comments, suggestions, and ideas to publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com. Again, that's publicaffairs@crawfordbroadcasting.com.